Welcome to Rock the Midlife Show, a podcast that brings you fun and interesting conversations to inspire, motivate, and encourage women on their journey through midlife. I am Alinka Tercic, your host. I help women at midlife to rediscover themselves and their vision and thrive through the transition into their next stage. Enjoy. Hey, hey, today is my solo episode. And I want to talk to you about the greatest gift of midlife. That is really getting to know yourself, being yourself, and finally living your life on your terms. Getting to know yourself, although we are 40, 50 years old, oftentimes we say, oh, I know myself. I know who I am. I know how I react. I know how I act. But most of those times, those are the learned roles, those are the learned reactions, those are the reactions and the actions that we do under the pretense that we are being ourselves. Instead, we are always looking for approval, for others to like us, for others to not be mad at us, to not hurt others. So we are always kind of tiptoeing around others, adapting our own behavior, our own energy, and everything that we are to their behavior, their expectations, the environment around us. And in midlife, when we go through the childhood and then the parenting or getting the job and getting the business, the career, through those years, we are kind of fulfilling our mission to the way that others expected us. And when we reach midlife, and midlife crisis is actually when we start asking ourselves who we are, what we are here on earth to do, what is our real mission, what is our soul telling us to do. This is where we start getting confused. This is where we start getting anxious and overwhelmed, and we get into this space where we don't know who we are anymore. And this is the great exploration. This is the great opportunity that we get at midlife. When we have our lives somewhat established, somewhat already set in a way, we are not worried anymore about getting the family, getting the kids out of the house and raise the kids, getting this basic needs we have met. And it is the time for our soul to really get free and to really get to fly. Knowing who you are is essential before you can really be able to show the world who you are. And this is a deep insight, intimate process that you have to do on your own. Of course, you can get help, you can get support, you can have others telling you who you are and how they see you and what they think you are, but it is still their perception. It is from the outside. And the way that someone sees you is different from someone else. And it all depends on the interaction that you had with this person throughout your life. So it really is depending on who you ask. So it will be just the reflection of how you behave towards them, how you were acting towards them throughout the past, not who you really are. So it is the inside job. You have to do it yourself. And when I was facing with this dilemma, I my kids were growing up. I always raised my kids to the way that they are very independent, responsible. Of course, I love them, I care for them, I help them whenever I can. But my primary goal was to raise them in such a way that they can live without me if something happens, that they are independent, they can live by their own. So from the early age, I taught them how to cook, how to clean, how to do all this basic stuff. So if something happens to me, they will be able to move on with basic life. So you know, but that resulted in a in my kids being very independent at very early age. So when they reached maybe early teenage years, I was suddenly not needed as much as I was needed before. So, and I was starting to ask, I had more time, I had more freedom to, you know, to read again, to do the things that I didn't do when the kids were younger. So I started to ask myself, who am I now? I'm not a mom full time anymore. I don't need to take care for my kids 24/7. So what do I do with myself? Who really am I? What do I want? Not what others wanted. And, you know, I was just finishing my job, you know, letting go of the job that I took just because my kids went to school. So it was all connected and it was all for them, not for myself. I just felt that I needed to do that to give them more stability, more security in their lives. And I kind of sacrificed myself to that. Not that I didn't enjoy my job, but it was not really what I wanted. I was very good at my job. I had all the skills. I had all the certifications, education, knowledge, everything. But it was not what my soul wanted. So when I started to ask myself, who am I? It was really painful because I realized that I have so many roles. And I was good at all those roles, but they were not me. They were just my roles in different movies, actually. But at the end of the day, when I was alone with myself, I didn't know who am I. I knew what I stand for. I knew my values, but who am I? This was the question that was really kind of heavy. I literally couldn't sleep because I was like lost. I felt like, okay, I'm playing all these roles for everybody else, but at the end of the day, I feel like just an empty space. And I sat on the exploration to fill that space in. And obviously it's not just, you know, filling it in as, you know, picking up the grocery or going to the market and choosing fruits or something. It's really deep work that you have to connect on a very heartful, soulful level. For me, what helped me in this exploration was going more into the astrology, the human design, the energy profiling. And the first thing that I really kind of stumbled across, but you know how this is when you set on the journey and you set on the exploration, things come to you. So I'm pretty sure that it was meant for me to find it. But I stumbled across the Energy Profiling by Carol Tuttle. And that was the first book that I read that I really cried reading it because it validated my own feelings. It validated that who am I and what I felt I am is not something that I should be ashamed. It's not something that I should be judged. I should not be judging myself. But I also, because I'm very introverted, I'm very observant. I'm always kind of analyzing from afar, you know, looking at the big picture. And I also have this deep sense of knowing what's behind the scene and what's going on and how all these pieces are connected. I was often told by, even by my parents, don't be so shy, speak up, go out, you know, meet people, you should do this, you should do that. And I always felt like, okay, I'm introverted, this is something bad. And throughout my life, I always tried to be extroverted. I couldn't be, of course, because I was always awkward in this social events and social functions. But I always felt, okay, because I'm introverted, I don't have success. I'm not happy because I don't go out and meet people. I don't do this, I don't do that. And I'm not social as extroverts are. I don't have the big social network. I don't have this, I don't have that. So it was really a lot of shame around being introvert and a lot of me judging myself for being introvert. And I didn't know at that time that, I mean, I kind of knew, but I never really accepted and realized it as being part of myself. But I always thought, okay, this is something that's hindering me instead of something that I can use to help me go further in my journey. So the energy profiling was really kind of validating who I am and making me accept those parts that I always thought that are like the negative traits of my personality, but they are part of me. And I, you know, denying them and fighting them and going against them was really a big struggle for me always. And then when I started to accept it and I was like, okay, yes, this is me. This is me, not by chance, but this is how I am made. This is what I should be using. And this is what I should be using to do something with it, to have it in my life as a guiding tool and as a guiding help to get me something further. So I was starting to read all those books and studying the energies and studying then going into the emotional freedom techniques and all kinds of stuff. And all these things came up, you know, about my past when I was not accepted, when I was not validated, when I was not valued. And oftentimes going through those life events, I realized that, you know, those were the events that changed how I behaved. They didn't change who I am deep down inside, but they changed the way that I presented myself in the world. And I remember going through this energy profiling, and part of that is also dressing your truth. So really showing with your clothes, not just who you are, but also that your clothes support your personality and your energy and how you move and how you behave and how you act and react and talk. It's all connected. So I started to realize that, yes, I was dressing this way before, maybe in middle school, when I was really earning my own money, buying my own clothes, I was attracted to those kind of clothes. And then I started to get a job. I was in a consulting firm. So, you know, dresses, black, gray, dark blue, and all those colors were really kind of muting my energy down. And I really felt that way. And, you know, over the years, I felt more and more frustrated because I was constraining my own energy because I'm not very dynamic. I don't move much, but I have a very strong presence. And putting gray or beige or colors like that on myself, it was really downplaying those energies, and I was perceived as, you know, being beige and being very vanilla and being very invisible and being very small, which I am not. I'm not even by stature, you know, my body is not, I am very tall. So it was kind of all these mixed feelings and emotions and energies that I put together that really created so much tension in my life. So when I started to realize that, I started to dressing appropriately, I started to dressing more according to my energy, and it really changes everything. So that was the first step that I took. And then I went into the astrology, but it was too, for myself, it was too general, because I'm a Capricorn, but I was born the last day of the Capricorn. I have a lot of Aquarius energy as well. So it was never really, you know, I felt like I was put in the box. And whenever someone asked me, oh, what's your sign? And I was like, I'm a Capricorn. And they were like, oh yeah, of course, right. And you know, you could see their perception and what they were experiencing with other Capricorns, they were projecting onto me. So I was never really much into that, but I later discovered human design, which is a combination of I Ching and astrology and, you know, all kinds of different things together. And it really, it was another big breakthrough for me, realizing, yes, this is more accurate, this is more who I am. But I also realized that with human design, we are also individual. We cannot we have certain traits similar to others, but you know, the combinations of those traits make us so unique that we cannot compare to others. We cannot put ourselves in the box together with others. And it really expanded my understanding of who I am and how I should show up in the world. And you know, it really felt, while I was doing all this work, it really felt, yes, this is me, this is what I need to accept. But accepting myself as I was uncovering layers after layers after layers, you know, yes, I could see the glimpses in my past where I was really living my truth. But then, you know, I also realized how much I covered, how much I've been hiding, how much I've been, you know, tiptoeing around people, and how much I was accommodating and people pleasing and, you know, caring for others instead of myself. So really accepting myself as I am, all these parts that I used to not like, that I used to not accept, that I used to judge, it was a big phase in my life to realizing that this is all who I am, the good, the bad, the positive, the negative. It's all connected. It's all for the purpose. It's all for something better. And this is what I should be working with, you know, using the not the negative traits in a negative way, but you know, just realizing, okay, this is who I don't want to be. This is something that I don't want to show to the world. This is something that I don't want to focus on. I want to do good, but with these limitations, with these boundaries that I have, because we all have them. We can do something, we are excited about something, but then, you know, we are really feel very negatively about certain things. And I realized that for me to being myself, to living as myself, is really important to set those boundaries first for myself, and really understanding and being very strong in saying, yes, I'm going after this, or no, this is not something that I will put my energy into. It. This is not the way that I want to go. Also saying no to people, saying no to certain situations, saying no to certain events that are unfolding, you know, just deciding where you want to put your energy and how you want to show up into the world. And of course, with people, my kids are now 20, 23, you know, I have been together with my husband for 30 years. So he is used to me being a certain way. And now when I was, you know, learning more about who I am, it's like showing him who I am is something that probably he saw glimpses as well, and he's accepting me as I am. But it was hard for me, you know, to change the ways, to suddenly saying no to things that I used to say yes for so many years. And it is again my internal job to do and to stay true to myself and stay strong in my decisions and staying true to my values and who I want to be and who I am and how I am. And yeah, sometimes people will look at me and feel like, okay, she's very strange, she's distant, she's not social, she's this and she's that, but that's not my problem. Because when I know that I am me, this is where I can show others who I am and show others how to treat me and show others how to deal with me. And, you know, and it's up to them if they want to get into my energy and into my space. It's not my job to invite them all in and accommodate them all and playing all these different roles with all these different people. I now feel more like a lighthouse that attracts all these boats in that want to be in this area around me. Not that I'm going out and, you know, chasing people and pleading and begging for their time or for their energy or for their approval. And this is, I feel, the greatest gift of midlife, you know, to really getting to know yourself and getting to explore who you are and getting to live your life, the rest of your life, through who you are and showing the world who you are, because you are made, you are unique, and you're designed in a way to maximize your impact into the world. You are designed with a purpose, with all these negative and positive traits that we all have. You are designed for your own specific path that you are walking. And you are designed for the specific mission that you have on this earth. And really accepting all of that and realizing who you are and going strongly forward, it's the greatest gift that you can give to yourself and that you can give to your world. You're not doing any service to anyone when you are hiding, when you are pretending, when you are people pleasing, and when you are everything to everyone but for yourself. And I really want to emphasize that being yourself is truly your gift to your family, to your environment, to the world, to the mission that you're on. It is the first and biggest step that you can make in your life and make it the next decade or decades better and bigger and really, really shining through and being the light that you are. Okay, I hope that you agree with me, and I would really love to hear your thoughts, and I would be really happy if you reach out to me and share how you are feeling on your journey on getting to know yourself. If you need any help, I'm here. You can reach out through my podcast or on alinkaterzic.com. And I am looking forward to connect with you. Bye. Thanks for joining us on Rock the Midlife Show. If you find value, you can visit our website, rockthemidlife.com, where you can listen to previous episodes and subscribe on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and other platforms so you never miss an episode. I would very much appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about it. You might also want to check out our Facebook community, The Midlife Sorority. I hope we meet again next week for our new episode. Bye!